Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Eileen Murphy and Jacinta Kavanagh want to talk about it. Sorry for holding you, about the mystery of St. Monica's. This bizarre story that emerged on Friday on Liveline, where a unsuspecting man living in the centre of Ireland bought a safe, a second-hand safe, obviously a second-hand safe, but a sturdy, robust, cast-iron safe, and was with the key. He was going to use it, and he opened it and found a drawer, which was semi-hidden, but not fully, not a secret drawer. And he found documents and wills and rings and jewellery related to a nursing home at the centre of Dublin called St. Monica's Nursing Home in Belvedere Place, Mountjoy Square, which just closed down, as we discovered, 4 weeks ago. Now, Eileen Murphy, your mother was in St. Monica's.
She was, Joe. Mammy is a very, very unique individual. Mom has been basically sick since she was 30. She had a brain aneurysm, and okay, I have been her voice ever since. I was 3 when she had that brain aneurysm, and she eventually then moved into St. Monica's in 2007. And I would really like to highlight, first of all, I want to say a huge thank you to the staff for looking after my mother. And the second thing I would like to say is I hope never, ever to see an elderly person go through what Mammy has gone through in the last couple of weeks and months.
And tell us what she's gone through.
She has basically given up. She ended up in hospital, being tube fed because she had stopped eating. Okay. And this is all due to losing her home. Mm-hmm. She was informed by management on the 30th of June that St. Monica's was closing down.
And this is the Sisters of Charity?
This is the Sisters of Charity, yeah. She was informed by nursing management to say that the nursing home was closing down. She texted me that night. Now, Mammy is very compass.
Okay.
So she texted me that night, and as you see from my email, you have exactly what was said on the text. We're being kicked out. HICWA won't allow us.
Yeah. This place closing at Tover. Bridie will ring you. HICWA won't allow.
Yes.
We are being put out. My God.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But she thought she was being put out in October. This is June.
This is, yeah, exactly. And there was a huge rush, basically, to get the residents out. Then to cap it all, as I say, Mom ended up in hospital. And 3 weeks after she ended up in hospital, I got a phone call to ask me to go to St. Monica's to collect her belongings. Yeah. It was Friday the 14th of June. Or August, should I say. Then I discovered the last resident leaving St. Monica's, which was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for me watching her being put in the minibus. It was heartbreaking for me to see the staff lining up and clapping the residents with tears flowing down their faces. It was just unbelievable. Then to discover, Joe, from a member of staff, that they hadn't been paid since June and that they were not getting any redundancy. And one member of staff that looked after my mother has been there 23 years.
Yeah. And the liquidators were called in, KPMG. We're still waiting for a rep from KPMG because they were in charge of the belongings, if they're the liquidators.
Yeah.
And they're being well paid to be in charge of the belongings. So who let, for example, that's the only, well, I'm sure maybe there are other examples, who let a safe leave the premises without checking what was in the safe?
I don't know, but it makes me wonder what other things were left, because I wasn't allowed into the building. I was told that Mammy's belongings were brought to me, which they were. They were all boxed up and brought to me, and that's fair enough. But I didn't get a chance to go into the room to see was there anything left.
Yeah.
Now, there was a case of books. My mother is a huge reader.
Great.
Being a former teacher, she likes to read, and it's her way of keeping up to date with the world. As I say, she has difficulty in communicating. So there was a case of books left, all right, that much I do know, but I don't know if there was anything else.
And how is your mother now, and where is your mother now, Eileen?
Mom is now in St. Mary's in the Park.
Okay.
And she's currently just finishing up isolation because she's already been moved from the matter. I have seen her twice. I was due to see her on Saturday, but unfortunately, due to a road accident, I wasn't able to make it and missed my time slot. Currently, for me to see my mother, I have what we call a veranda visit, which means I stand outside her room and talk to her through a window, which can be very upsetting and very difficult for her.
I know St. Mary's well and the staff
and
they're very good. But the normally what I see standing outside the window on St. Mary's are the deer.
Yeah.
That's as much communication as you're allowed with your mother. Stand outside beside the deer and try and talk into your mother. And as you said, your mother's communication issues. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah, so she's not able to speak.
That is
she
heartbreaking.
She won't be able to write and she's not able to speak. And Joe, over this, like, while she was waiting to be moved and before she ended up in the hospital, one of the staff turned around to me and said, "We found a note from your mother today where Mammy was communicating with another member of staff." Yeah. And she said, "Eileen, it's really upset us because the note stated, 'This is my home. I don't want to go.'"
And have you been given a reason by the Sisters of Charity?
No. When I...
We've asked them to come on as well, by the way.
Yeah,
Sisters of Charity and KPMG, both of them say no.
Okay, but when I was contacted the following day, which would have been the 1st of July, by a member of staff, they told me that HICL was going to close. That HICL was not going to renew their license.
That's not... We looked up HICL reports. That's not at all evident in HICL reports. That is not at all evident.
No. This is the thing.
It's due the opposite, in fact.
Exactly. And when I asked to see a copy of the HICL report that was saying that there was a problem issues with the building, and I was told I couldn't see it.
Well, it's online, and it says, so I read most of it.
Yeah, that was the 2019 report, Joe.
Okay.
Seemingly, the impression I got from speaking with staff members was there had been a HICL report or a HICL check.
Yeah, but what would have... we'll find out, but what... Like, what changed in the meantime that made the building, according to the Sisters of Charity, non-compliant?
I don't know, because I wasn't...
Because it's a modern building. It's a four-storey modern building. And I know it's attached to an older, I think it's a period, it's a protected building, the church. Stay there if you would, Eileen, and I'll go to Jacinta after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Talking about St. Monica's Nursing Home, formerly Belvedere Place in Dublin, for many, many decades, and was refurbished and rebuilt in the last 20, 25 years. Had a fantastic reputation, brilliant staff, run by the Sister of Charity, and we came across it because somebody found belongings to the recently closed nursing home residence belongings where he should not have found them. And thankfully, he contacted Liveline to say, why were these thrown out by either the liquidator or the Sisters of Charity? Very personal items. As he said, Paul was his name. As Paul said, maybe not valuable to me, but invaluable to the people who were individuals involved. Jacinta Kavanagh, you worked in St. Monica's for 15 years, Jacinta.
I did, Joe, indeed. I was actually the bus driver in there, St. Monica's.
Seen the bus, well done.
Yeah, and we had a great rapport in there with the staff and with the residents and with our day centre clients. And I actually have a letter that I received stating why St. Monica's is closed, if you were interested.
Yes, absolutely.
Just a brief thing. The reason for the decision is that HICWA have indicated they will not renew St. Monica's registration, which expires October 2020, unless there is a comprehensive renovation plan. The plan would need to address and implement extensive improvement works on the premises. And unfortunately, St. Monica's does not have the money to do that.
And this is the letter from the Sisters of Charity?
This was the letter that we received.
So they're basically saying,
2020.
They're saying HICWA shut them down.
Yeah, well, they're saying that they hadn't got the money to...
Okay, well, let's find out in detail from HICWA what, because the previous year's report was exemplary. And anyone who's contacted us, when I said is it 4 or 5 star, they've said 10 star, 11 star, the staff.
Yeah, exactly. And we were part of the day centre that was attached to St. Monica's. And so not only has the inner city lost a nursing home, a 10-star nursing home, but also a 10-star day centre, because we had up to 12 people a day coming in to us. And some of them, like, there was a couple of people that hadn't got laundry facilities at home, and
great,
we got their laundry done for them in St. Monica's.
And were you, that poignant scene that Eileen described of the last resident being lifted into, I don't know whether it was your minibus or into the...
Yeah, it was actually,
it was into your minibus, was it? Oh, God.
Yeah.
And what was that like, Jacinta, for you?
We transported, along with other colleagues of mine, we transported a lot of the residents to their new nursing home. And it was devastating. And we tried to put on a brave face for them and to kind of make sure that they were comfortable moving in and doing the best we could for them. But to actually leave people into the reception area of nursing homes with
and that's,
boxes.
That's what you did, Jacinta.
We drove them down. And it was devastating, and it was heartbreaking for us and the rest of the staff as well.
And you were saying goodbye to them for the last time, as far as you know.
Yeah.
And they're all going into new, a strange place, even though they've lived in St. Monica's. For a lot of them, as we heard in Eileen's mother's case, what, nearly 13 years.
And we also... Well, we would be handing them over, and we would be trying to tell the new nurse and staff and whatever their likes and what way they like their food and, you know, different things about them.
I wish I could talk to you for longer, Jacinta, but were any of the residents who were pods, were they transferred together to a new nursing home?
Not really. There would have been a couple of them, but they would have had to go into isolation as well for a couple of weeks when they went into their new nursing home.
I can imagine. I can imagine the crack you had on that bus, Jacinta.
Oh, we did. We had.
Over the years, and then to end in such. Did you?
Yeah. Well, I brought them down to little detours, actually down to the port and docks, and there was a cruise ship in there, and I brought them into the dock area.
Well done.
And one
fair
of the security man was saying you can't go in, but we did, and anyway,
of course you did.
Just to show them the
and
city
then
centre,
that,
like,
that
you know.
Final journey is so sad that you
it
had
is.
To make.
It is devastating to go through, and then to be treated like this as well.
Okay, we're coming back to this, come hell or high water. Jacinta Kavanagh, Eileen Murphy, a kind regards to your mother Eileen and all those in St Mary's in the park. Great staff and great fellow residents as well. Back tomorrow 1:45. Shannon Gormer, producer, Ray Darcy is next.